I'm Marco Werman with The World. Like a lot of kids, I had a newspaper route when I was growing up. I'd ride my bike after school around my neighborhood in Chapel Hill, throwing the papers on the porches, mostly hit the steps. Today, most papers are delivered by adults in cars. It's tough work, especially in winter, and it's part-time, so often it's someone's other job, and the ones who typically do it are immigrants. The World's Jeb Sharp rode along with one of them here in Boston.
Alvaro da Silva came to the U.S. from Brazil 15 years ago. He's been chasing the American dream ever since. His day starts at 2 a.m. By 2:30, he's on his way to the warehouse where he picks up his papers.
There we go, and waiting on everything else. Harold's and
Walsh's on that truck.
By 3 a.m., da Silva is standing at a plywood table putting papers into plastic bags. Blue for the New York Times, green for the Boston Herald, see-through for the Wall Street Journal. He plops them deftly into batches on a hand trolley and wheels them to the car. At 3:40, we're leaving the warehouse. By 4, da Silva is delivering papers all over the town of Belmont outside Boston.
This one he wants on the porch. I get it right most of the time.
Nice.
His arm toss through the passenger side window is graceful and accurate.
Do you ever get elbow pain or anything?
Yeah, I had tennis elbow twice. I had something on my wrist, something here. You can't take days off so it can heal. You just keep going.
Just keep going could be da Silva's motto. He delivered papers when he first arrived in the U.S., then he left for a better job and now runs a construction company. But when his wife left her job when they were expecting their second child, he went back to the newspaper route, where he can earn an extra $1,000 a month. He does it to survive.
Every single person that's here, they're here because they need it. I wouldn't be there if I didn't need it, if I didn't have a goal to keep me motivated to stay there and wake up every day and keep going.
For da Silva, that goal is staying in his suburban apartment so his kids can go to good schools. He has a daughter in high school and a son about to start elementary school. Lots of people who try delivering newspapers can't hack it, he says. It's not just the early hours and the logistics that can change day by day. It's the relentlessness of it.
Being every day, don't have, you know, a day off, a holiday, if you're sick, you gotta go in. Doesn't matter how sick you are, you have to go. At least if you want to keep your job.
Da Silva remembers growing up in Brazil how his father would carry him to bed if he fell asleep on the sofa at night. He can't do that for his son because he goes to bed before him.
I think if I took him to bed like that, it was 3 times, almost. So I think I lost the time with him that he's growing up. I think that was the hardest thing for me.
And then there's the winter. Things are better now that da Silva has an SUV with four-wheel drive, but when he started out, he just had a regular car.
I forgot how many times I got stuck. It's all the aggravation, the suffering, and mad, and I don't want to do this job anymore, but I have to, and that feeling that you can't quit.
Da Silva doesn't have any weekends. Sunday is actually the hardest day in the newspaper delivery business. He's only taken 1 week's vacation since 2009, plus a day off for his son's birth and his last two anniversaries. Even so, he says he's really grateful for the newspaper job and that it's helped him grow his own construction business. And he's meticulous about customer service, jumping out to retrieve papers that land in the bushes or under a car, placing them carefully on the front steps or porch where they belong. At 5:30, when we get back to his house after delivering hundreds of newspapers, it feels like the day should be over. But it's just begun. He'll take a shower, have some coffee, read the paper, and then drop his daughter at school on his way to work. For The World, Jeb Sharp, Boston.